This is a dictation for patient Tanika Barroughs, TANIKABURROUGH. Date of birth is 8/26/73. Date of service 1/10/2022. Date of birth again is 8/26/1973. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation. She's reported that she's suffering from severe lower back 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And it is due to the disc, which is herniated L5-S1, as well as other issues that have been described on the MRIs. She also has a impacted fracture of the left arm, left shoulder, humerus head. However, it is not hurting her at all. This is an impacted fracture. Apparently, it has healed up. And at L4, L5, there is a bulging disc with facet arthropathy and with mild to moderate bilateral neural foramen narrowing, as well as L5-S1, broad-based left paracentral disc protrusion with facet arthropathy leading to bilateral neural foramen narrowing and severe spinal cord stenosis. The patient has had 4 or 5 spinal injections, and she will be scheduled in a month for another injection. She reports that she's continuing physical therapy 3 times per week, and she denies any radiation of the pain to the buttocks or legs or any incontinence or any other issues other than that. She was paralyzed due to hypertension. Her blood pressure is still high. Sugar is under control, and she's continuing seeing her regular doctors for that. She's on gabapentin from the primary care physician 3 times per week. And her left side was paralyzed, especially the left arm. And patient reports that the pain level varies from 8 to 10, mostly in the lower back, affecting her ADLs and sleep. The patient reports 40% improvement so far from the injections and physical therapy and medications. The patient reports that the walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life were affected 10. The general activity and sleep is affected 9. Relationship with other people are affected 8. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych weakness and loss of balance due to the stroke, but she has no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, or any loss of memory, lack of focus. In the pain and numbness, patient has shoulder stiffness, but no pain, and lower back pain with no radiation. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels or stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, there has not been any changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization or weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 141/119. Pulse is 94. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 1207-071. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue the same treatment. She will be scheduled for another LESI and then possibly another SI joint injection the next month. Other than that, she's stable. She'll continue taking medication, which are naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, and melatonin, and lidocaine gel, as well as she will be continuing on Norco. I am increasing her Norco to 7.5 since she has a valid reason for pain. Other than that, no other issues. 7.5 milligram twice a day for 60 days. She's otherwise compliant on MAPS and laboratory toxicology, and a new one has been obtained for today. Thank you to keep it track.